Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, all you sports bees out there? You know what time it is? It is a Thursday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And wherever the hell you live around the world, that's your business. Because now it's time for Ask Miss V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. One of the most exciting times of the sports season. We'll get to that real quickly. I'm, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo. And I got the very lovely, beautiful, smart, multi-talented lady who runs this whole thing. She is the one and only Miss V, the tour lady. What's up, it's football!
Stop! It's football! Y'all ready for some football?
Well, it's not my team, but yeah, it's football. By the way, you could call into this the quickest hour in sports, and it really is the quickest sports talk radio show in sports. Before you know it, it'd be 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, so let's make this quick. It's 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And press 1 if you got a comment or a question, and we'll be gladly to be taking your call. Now, before we move into tonight's game.
And the chat room is open.
Oh, and the chat room is open. Thank you, Ms. V. Always running things as usual because she is the woman and the boss. Yes, the chat room is open. Now, before we go and talk about on-the-field things for once, I have to say this on this network. I said it on my show. We all know what happened with the overturn of Brady. I didn't get a chance to say this on this air, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I should have been surprised. I mean, I should not be surprised, but it's amazing to me. It just goes to show. It shows when you have power, you have money, and you are the face of the NFL, you can get away with anything. And I would hate to think there's a little bit of race in this too. Like if this was Randall Cunningham back in the day and he did some shit like this, would he be still suspended? I'm just saying. Or Cam Newton to get more current. If Cam Newton did this, would he be 4-game suspension? Who knows? He'd probably get the whole season. But he's banned for life. But it's just ridiculous. Bottom line is this. It's ridiculous. The man, it's like he knew that his back pocket, Tom Brady knew in his back pocket he had his ace in a row. He had his royal flush. He was like, I'm Tom Brady. I am going to get away with this. I will appeal, drag this out. And what a coincidence that exactly a week ago today, the decision came out by the judge. What a coincidence. And who's playing tonight? Why, it's the New England Patriots in New England against the Steelers. Gee, what a coincidence that is. Wow. What a coincidence. And you wonder why this dragged out so long, something that should have taken 2 seconds. Give me a break. It's a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. And I'm glad the NFL appealed. Now, we all know this probably will take forever because you know how the court system is. Who knows? But it's just ridiculous. To overturn the commission's decision is great. I've never in my life. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. V, because we've been following sports all our lives. I can't remember a time when there was some sort of suspension by a certain commission of a certain sport and it went to court or something because of an appeal and it got overturned by a judge. I'm just saying.
I can't remember it. And to be honest, you know, I have a problem here. And this is the problem that I have with all this. And people can, you know, and you guys please chime in. You know, the chat room is open. Even though I'm not up in there at the moment.
Okay.
But it
I'm
is open.
I'm going in.
And the problem that I have with this is that, you know, at the end of the day, this is some utter bullshit. And I'm calling it bullshit because first of all, since when the fuck does the courts interfere in a
Thank
private
you.
Business? If this
yes.
was a case of, if this was a EEO issue about sex or race or anything, then I can see the court intervening. But this was about a contract, you know, this was something that was arbitration, that was disputable, that this is why they have their board and their ways of checking out stuff. I don't understand how the hell a court was able to intervene in private business, because if that's the case, you're saying that every single private business, a employee, if they don't like what's done, can go to court and appeal that, and that's other bullshit, because as a business owner, I don't want my employees, when I have a process of checks and balances to correct something that may have been wrong, to turn around and say, well, I don't like this. We're going to fucking court and we're going to fight this, because it's utter bullshit. And I want everybody, and I'm saying this from a business owner standpoint, since when the hell do we allow the government to come in and regulate our businesses when it has nothing to do with the standards that are out there for practicing business? Now, as a business owner, I know I cannot discriminate against my employees sexually. I cannot sexually harass my employees. I cannot discriminate based on age, race, color, or creed. I cannot discriminate based on religious preference. These are things I am not allowed to discriminate on. And this is based on discrimination. You know, equal opportunity, I can't choose a man over a woman. I can't choose a woman over a man. You know, I can't sit here and do that. As a business, I'm not allowed to do that. I can say I have a preference. That's why, you know, you go to some place like Hooters, their waitresses are waitresses. But if a man were to apply and he were constantly denied, he could actually go and sue, because there's nothing that says Hooters is a public restaurant. It is not a private club. Now, when you come down to private clubs and stuff like that, then the government cannot intervene. But when it comes to some place where everybody goes, they really can't discriminate. But do I really want to see some guy walking around in a goddamn jockstrap serving food? No. Unless that motherfucker is hung like a motherfucking bear and I get to touch it, I don't really want it serving me my food. But I'm just saying, but if a guy were, you know, wanted to work at Hooters as a waitress, they in all actuality could not deny him. Now, Hooters does have a height requirement for their waitresses.
Yes, I've heard about that.
I know that. But yes, the height requirement, they are allowed to have that. That has something to do with your race. It's based on your height, and you're allowed to discriminate against height. You know, you're allowed to discriminate against weight, believe it or not. You know, if I say that I don't want anybody working for me who weigh more than 165 pounds, I got that right to do it as an employer, because that is something that is not, I'm not bound by any ethics on that.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But who in the hell does this judge think? And I'm going to tell you this. I'm saying it. I'll stand by it. Somebody check it out for me. Let's find out this motherfucker is a Patriots fan, because it looks like this motherfucker has some money. It looks like his fantasy football league was going to go to shit, in my opinion. You know,
let's hope so.
I don't say fantasy football, but it looks like Tom Brady must have been his number one pick or something. And this motherfucker was getting ready to lose. I kid you not, because I just don't see it. Now, if somebody wants to prove me different, please do. But at the end of the day, I don't agree with this fucking judge. I'm not going to back what he says. I'm glad the NFL approved, because this is a private business. I just don't see it. I've never seen it as long as I've been around, and I don't comprehend it. So I have a problem with this. I know that y'all say, you know, shut the fuck up, Ms. V. Fuck you, too, because this is private business, you know. And I got to say, welcome to our guests that's up there in the chat room with us. But this shit is ridiculous. I don't know. It's not Joseph. It's just some guest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I have a problem with it, you know, and I would love to hear somebody else's opinion. I mean, and if you disagree with me, I'm okay with that also. I'm perfectly okay with you disagreeing with me.
Yeah,
but
we got no problem,
I will
man.
Say, when it comes down to private industry, this is setting a precedent for, you know, this is, how can I put it? Let's use the example, because everybody knows about the big three. How can you, you know, he was suspended for 4 games. Yes, he lost money. Well, okay, let's say you work for the big three and you're insubordinate at work. Okay, you get suspended for 2 weeks from work. Suspension means that you don't get paid. You don't like that. Fuck you. I'm going to appeal this. Okay. your union, you go through the union with the appeal process. That's, and most, you know, employers mm-hmm. have a grievance process where if you don't agree with it, you could grieve the decision. It's mm-hmm. done through the employer. If you don't agree with the grievance process, you don't really have an option because you understand that fucking is binding. But mm-hmm. now all of a sudden, motherfuckers are saying, fuck this. Last time I checked, the NFL had a players union. If the players union
Thank
doesn't
you.
Fucking like this, then I'm having a problem with this because who in the hell do you think you are suing a private company? And at the end of the day, it's a company. We're not, you know.
Thank you.
This is not about anything but a company, and we have no right to interfere in the running of a company. What their decision should be is, and I just don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to try to understand. Kudos to the NFL. You know, I'm glad that you appealed it because it was bullshit. That judge had no business making the decision he made because he shouldn't have ever had. First of all, the judge should have never agreed to hear it in the first damn place.
Yeah, it should have been dropped. The case should, it should have been dropped. And that is also another reason why this should never have taken place either. It's a collective bargaining agreement. So don't you players, when you go down to a big-time collective bargaining agreement and you're there with your you know, your union rep, the players' union rep, and the owners are there, and everybody's there. Don't these? It goes to show these players either don't read what's on there, or they don't care unless it affects them. Then they want a uproar. Then they want to say, oh, this is unfair. Then why did you agree to it? You didn't have to agree to a collective bargaining agreement. You could have strike, right? That's what I'm saying. It should have been thrown out. The judge should have been like, please, you guys agree to collective bargaining agreement. I'm throwing this case out, case closed. I'm not wasting my time. Now this makes me think this judge, which, by the way, I'm saying his fucking name. He go fuck himself. Richard M. Berman. By the way, he's the one who made the decision, the federal judge, Richard M. Berman, and he has said he is a news and television junkie. Gee, what else junkie he is.
Uh-huh.
Is that the Patriots, too? I'm just saying, that's like, how can I say that? That's like, okay, I'm married to my lady or whatever. We have a disagreement that's private or whatever. Something's going on. And somebody from the outside telling me, no, you can't do that. That's what it's like. It's like if I wanted to go somewhere, my lady, whatever, are we having a disagreement, whatever, that's between us. None of them come from the outside and say, well, you should listen to him or you should listen to her. Go mind your fucking business. It's a private conversation, and you see your way out of it. Like,
thank you.
It's like that. It's common sense. But now it makes me think, okay, does Richard M. Berman, like I just said, there's a reason why I say that comment. He is a news and television junkie. Does that mean he wanted to be noticed? I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying allegedly maybe that's the case. Or he's a Patriots fan. Because I'm telling you right now, if I hear anything he's in the owner's box, that's a wrap. That's a fucking wrap. Which that won't happen. If he's not stupid, he won't be there. But I'm just saying. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I'm not
going to
say he won't be there. Let's keep it real. I'm not going to say
disguise.
He won't be there, okay?
In disguise.
I'm not going to say he won't be there.
He's going to be the mascot. or one of the guys that shoot the Revolutionary War guns when they score a touchdown. Now, here's the thing. I've been into suicide pools for the last few years. Back in the day as a kid, I actually betted on football. You know, from 11 to about, I forgot how old, maybe my 30s, but I stopped. You know, with spreads and everything. And, you know, when that finished, we had to find another way. You know, I find another way to keep it. You know, I mean, that's how I got into football because of betting, which a lot of people don't want to admit. The NFL want to act like that's not the case. One of the reasons why it's so popular, besides the sport itself, it's a fast-paced sport, and because of betting and fantasy football, which I can't stand fantasy sport, period. I can't stand NFL fantasy. I can't stand NBA fantasy. It's just stupid to me. I'm a diehard Giants fan, and if I'm in a fantasy league, I'm not rooting for someone from the Eagles because I took them to do something against my team. That's asinine. To me, that's not a real fan. You're just doing it for business-wise. That's not a real fan. I'm sorry. I can't. There's no way I would rule against my team. Oh, well, I picked my guy this week to get 2 sacks on my quarterback so I can get some points. Are you kidding me? No way I would ever. No way. That's why it should. It's people that are just doing that. They're not real fans. They just, you know, they're fans of a sport or really the fantasy sport. Because I can't, I've never understood
and,
that. Like, any,
let's get make this clear. Those of you who are fantasy football fans and love fantasy football, we're not knocking you either. It's just that I don't see saying, I agree with James, I don't see playing fantasy football when I am a true diehard Lions fan. You know, I can't sit here and go pick players from other damn teams to do certain ways because I've got money out there on fantasy football. And, I mean, just like James said, you know, it's some bullshit when you come down to that. And I don't think that people look at it from the standpoint, see, I'm a real fan. I do not bet on, I don't bet against the Lions. I don't even bet for the Lions. So let's get that clear. You know, we're not going to sit here and say, oh, I bet one way or the other. I really don't. I root for them as a fan. I root for my team. You know,
absolutely.
I'm a fan.
Die hard.
Anybody who knows that, I do root for my team. I'm like, you know.
Win or lose.
I'll tell anybody.
Win, lose, or tie.
I'm a diehard. I am a diehard fan. You know, I live
mm-hmm.
by it. And I
and
have
you know
no problem
sport.
Saying that.
And you know the sport.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will not do is sit here and play these fucking games that people
no.
are playing. And it's gotten old. I mean, let's keep it real, people. It's gotten really fucking old with this bullshit. And like I said, I'm not a fan. You know, I'm going to be the first one to tell you in a heartbeat, I'm not a fucking, you know, fan of the bullshit that goes on in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one who's going to go play the game with you and say, rah, rah, yay, yay, because at the end of the day, I don't believe in that. And this judge is pissing me off. Ain't no is pissing me off. Pissed me the fuck off. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make any threats or comments about the man because that would be unethical. But what I can
absolutely
say, not. I will say this publicly, and if the judge, what's his name again, so I can repeat it clearly and he can understand
Richard,
what I'm
Richard
saying.
Richard M. Berman.
Okay, Judge Berman or Berman or whatever the hell your name is, let me get something clear to you. I will say this publicly, and people can rebroadcast this. I hope your motherfucking fantasy football league team, not only do they lose, that you lose your motherfucking robe over this shit. Because I know that this has something to do with fantasy football. I'm not going to sit here and say it doesn't. I've been a fan as long as I can remember. Now, I will. Let's put something out there before somebody say, well, Ms. V, have you always been a Lions fan? No, I have not. And the reason why I have not always been a Lions fan is because I was not born in Michigan, and I have family who are diehard Browns fans. I was actually brought up as a Browns fan.
Mm.
And I have no problem saying that I grew up as a Browns fan. But once I moved to Michigan and, you know, I started watching the Lions and getting into it, I gave up the Browns because when I moved here, I was young enough where I could switch teams.
Thank you.
Let's get that shit clear before anyone sits there and talk about, well, you haven't
you
been.
Fake.
This is how it's been.
Mm.
And like I said, you know, I'm saying it because I want you to understand. You know, I am that bitch, you know. I have no problem. As they say, I am that bitch, you know. And I wear it very well, you know. Let's get it clear. I wear it very fucking well.
Yes,
if anybody didn't know.
And I love this part. but the thing I do now, going back to what I was saying, now the suicide pool I started doing the last 3 years, and anybody doesn't know what that means, is that what you do is every week you have to take a team. Once you take that team, win or lose, you can't take them no more. Now the suicide pool I'm in, it's you get 2 chances. So you use one. You know, you lose right away, you only got one more chance. If you lose again, that's it. Last year, I went up to the 10th season, week 10, which is the best I ever did. I could have a chance to win $100,000, which that would be a pipe dream. I keep it real. I mean, come on. I mean, the chances of that, I have a better chance getting hit by lightning. Yeah, let's keep it real. But and you get like a big HGTV and you get a supply of like snacks and stuff, like, you know, to watch. I think in time for like the Super Bowl, I think you have to do it all the way through, even through the playoffs, which is like impossible. But at least for the regular season, you can do that. So I got into it. Now, all right, I ain't gonna lie. If there's a week, because I know my team's gonna suck this year, which I'll get right to it. I did think about this week taking the, and I hate the Cowboys, and I know Ms. V joins that theory because of what happened this past playoff season. How much I hate, when I say I hate the Cowboys, it's very strong. Capital bold letters, like the Red Sox in baseball and the Eagles. It's a division rivalry, but if they weren't in my division, which makes no sense because they're in Texas. I never understood why they're in the NFC East. But anyway, that's another story. I would still hate them. I just don't like them. They always had scumbags on their team, it seems. They always had, like, it's always saying, yeah, they always had that America's team. Like, give me that bullshit. America's team. America's team. Give them that label. America's team. Make me want to vomit. Anyway, if I had to pick the Cowboys over the Giants, I'm going to keep it real. To know I had a chance to win, that I make an exception. I might have to do it. But then the fan in me, you know, because that's very stronger than that part. Believe it or not, I know it sounds crazy. Like, you would rather not win the money. I'd be stupid, but I'm just saying I wouldn't feel great about it if it was the one last pick left, and they're facing the Cowboys, and I know the Cowboys have a chance to win. That's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for me to not pick the Cowboys. I'm just saying, because I'm being real. I'm not one of these fans that no matter what, oh wow, we're gonna be good this year. No. I look at this team, my Giant team. They be lucky, but every year I always say this to the Giants: they either could be 8-8, or they can go 11-5. This year, that example goes right out the window. That theory, because the defense is all banged up. JJP and his genius of him messing with fireworks, who I didn't want back anyway, because the last few years, ever since the 2011 championship season, where he was the MVP on that team, no question about it, his sophomore year, he was excellent. No doubt about it. No doubt. He was one of the reasons why they went on that championship run. No doubt about it. But after that, he got overweight, gained more weight. He got a little lazy, let it go to his head, got injured a lot with his back. During the offseason, I didn't want them to bring him back, but they put the franchise tag on him. I was like, damn it. But then this happened with the fireworks. So, I mean, not to make light of it, I mean, it's bad that, you know, he lost his finger and stuff, and, you know, I feel bad for his friends and family, but the dumbass deserved it, not thinking he's best for fireworks. He didn't even sign the contract, the dumbass. So I don't feel bad for him, and I don't want him back. And the Giants took a look at him. Nothing has been put out there how bad it is. There's no way he's going to play this year. He has to get skin grabbed. You know what that is? That's a serious, severe injury. I mean, not severe, but a very critical injury.
But then he lost a finger. He lost a finger, though, didn't he?
Index finger, yes. But they acting like, oh, yeah, well, he could put – yeah, but this is the thing, Rilke, I'm sorry to cut you off. He don't want to sign that contract because he would automatically be put on that list where he cannot play. The injury reserve is another list where the injury had nothing to do with football. He would be put on that list, and if he's put on that list, he can be cut. So that's why he hasn't signed. But the dumbass should have signed in the first place. Because at least he would be injured reserve, or, you know, okay, he would guarantee some money. He ain't getting nothing, period. So that's on him. I really, to be honest, you know, I really don't feel sorry for him because it's a stupid thing he did. It was stupid. Grown-ass man messing with fireworks, knowing that millions of dollars are on the table. Dummy. Stupid. And with that, I say the Giants will go, if they're lucky, with it. The offense going to look good. You know, you got Victor Cruz, you got Odell Beckham Jr., who's awesome. I mean, he was one of the reason why this season was worth anything because they sucked last year. And he missed the first part of the season, the first month, because of injury. So imagine if he played 16 games, what his stats would be. He could be the next upcoming, may I say, another type of Megatron-type player if he keeps himself in shape and don't act stupid. But, you know, he's doing his thing. Good for him. And we'll see what happens. But in all honesty, I don't think they're going to win the division. Hell, I don't even think they'll make the playoffs. And it pains me to say it, but I keep real. I'm not like these fans that no matter what, oh, we could win. No, be realistic. Like, I'm going to be realistic now. Ms. V's Lions, they have a chance to go.
They have a really good chance, and that's the one thing that a lot of people don't want to hear. But the Lions have a good chance.
They got screwed. Let's keep it real.
They always get screwed. I mean, should they always get screwed? I mean, they screw themselves sometimes, I think, on purpose. But I know everybody's
so
like,
talk about your
did
Lions.
I just say that? Yes, I did.
So talk about
okay.
your Lions.
Now,
well, you've seen
about,
the schedule. I don't know if you have the schedule in front of you. But
no, I don't have it in front of me. But what I
can
say
look it for
is,
you. But go tell what your thoughts are of this upcoming season.
Ebron, I love Ebron, and they're really giving him a bad rap. And you know, first of all, you don't always have to be the number one draft pick to be a moneymaker. And he's still living in the shadows of other players, and that's something that I have a problem with because they will not let his light shine. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you got to understand this and you got to understand that. Well, this is what I understand. I understand that some players start out fabulous, but let's keep it real. I don't know, and I'll say this because it's the truth, I don't know where – Calvin Johnson fell in the draft when he was drafted. But what I can tell you, when Megatron started kicking ass, he kicked some serious ass, okay?
Yes,
let's
did.
Just keep
yes,
it real.
Did.
And even last year when he was injured, let's keep it real, he still got a job, Reggie Bush is gone. What does that say about Megatron? You know, people are saying he's 29 years old, he's too old, you know, he's becoming an old man. Well, you know what? That's an old man. That's a motherfucker that I want, because shit, I ain't never met an old man that was 29. I'm just keeping it real.
That's a good-looking old man, huh? 29, especially a 29-year-old old man.
That if he's being considered an old man, that's an old man. Ain't no excuse when I say that's an old man that I can be throwing all my pussy at, because I don't throw my pussy at any old man, okay? And, I just want to put it out there, you know, I'm not tossing the cookies at old men.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we all know.
I'm
sorry, guys.
Go on.
No, I was about to say, now, when they say he's old in football years. If he was in another sport, of course, they'd say he's in his prime. But because the NFL football is such a violent, you know, contact sport, 29 is more like, you know, 40. I'm also like late 30s, you know what I mean? Because they say the average career length of a football player, if you're lucky, is like, I think, 3 years? 3 to 5?
Yeah, they really don't have – their career is not a long career. And But you get those who surpass their career. I mean, come on, Mike Vick has really surpassed his career. Shit, that motherfucker ain't he in his 30s? I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
What's going on? Yeah, but they have a. Yeah, I'm trying to get in the Lions website, but this freaking thing is acting stupid. I apologize. I'm trying to see their schedule because they went. What didn't they win like 11, 12 games? Like 12 games, right? Last year, right?
I can't remember, but I can say one thing before. I'm going to switch over to the Tigers real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
You know our motherfucking coach got to go.
What's his name?
He's young.
Brian, ask
whatever. He's got to go. And, you know, anybody who knows about the Tigers, I mean, I think this is like their worst fucking season yet. I've never seen them play so shitty. And
worse
than keep it real, you know, he's a young coach. And sometimes even though he worked under so many good people, I think maybe it still wasn't his time to be in the majors. I'm just saying, you know.
That's true.
Because he's really not showing that he can hold it on, and I don't see him making it past this year. But I do think he'll be back later. I think that they will send him back to the minors. You know, so let's keep it clear, he's not going to be jobless. I just don't see him, you know, being around, because this, you know, he ain't doing good, you know.
Yeah, keep it real, yeah. And the team doesn't want to, they don't really play for him. Now, they've had injuries. What's-his-name went to disable this for the first time in his career. What's-his-name? I can't believe I forgot his name. But you know what I'm talking about. Their main guy.
Verlander.
Yeah. Well, not even Verlander. Their hitter. You know, their main hitter.
Didn't Cabrera go on the DL also?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his first time he's ever been DL in his career, period. This year, when that happened. So, and you have Victor Martinez. You know, their DH, I don't know if he plays first base sometimes, but he's had a up and down year, and the pitching is being inconsistent, and that's why David Price got traded for some, I think it was some minor leaguers, which, by the way, goes the perfect segue to my Yankees, because the team that David Price went to is against the Toronto Blue Jays, and they're going to face him in a 4-game series at Yankee Stadium. Huge series, because it's four of the last 7 games left. They face them this year. The next series is a 3-game series, like in a couple of weeks. But this series is important because the Yankees are a game and a half out. Tonight's game is rained out because of the weather up here. We've been having rain on and off all day. So they canceled tonight's game. David Price was supposed to pitch in that game against our up-and-coming youngster, Cervantes. I apologize if I butchered that last name. And they're going to have listen to this. This is old school. They're going to make it up Saturday at a one-emission doubleheader. I was like, what?
Since wow.
They haven't done that, especially in the American League. The American League really don't do that. The National League usually kind of does that, but they even stopped doing that. But in the American League, they never believe. They always do the day-night. A day-night is 2 separate games. You know, with separate emissions.
With a
emissions.
Break in between.
Yeah, and separate emissions is the main thing. This is a one emission, straight up doubleheader. It's just back to back. So, in other words, after the game is over, it's probably like a 15-minute, half-hour break, and then they start the next game. So that's what's going to happen, because it's a big series. The Yankees, I think this is it. The Yankees have a good lead. They have the top wild card. I think they're up like 7, you know, like 4 or 5 games, something like that. So they should sustain that for that 1-game playoff, which would be played at home if they stay with that first wild card. To be honest, with their injuries, one of their pitchers who's been pitching great this year, I forgot his name, but he's been outstanding. He's sitting out the rest of the season because of elbow flareness, you know, with elbow ligament flare-up. And it's not going to be easy for them. They could still do it, but the Blue Jays have been unconscious since the trading deadline. Now, the start of this month, they've been a little more down to earth because they just went on a tear. I mean, they had like the best record in baseball the last over a month. And next to them, I mean, the Mets in New York, they're doing their thing. We'll see how long that lasts. I mean, they have a 6-7 game lead on their division over the Nationals, who, by the way, I picked the Nationals to win the World Series. So much for that. I said Nationals and Angels, that's not going to happen. And unfortunately with my Yankees, I said just for the hell of it they would win the division because I couldn't think, because I thought the division was very weak this year. And actually, I'm almost right about that because there's only going to be 2 teams battling for the division. Everyone else is like 11 or more games out in the American League East. So I hope I'm wrong, but I think the Blue Jays are going to win the division. The Yankees will get their first wild card. And they would face whoever, whether it's the Twins or whoever is going to be in that second spot. But the Yankees will play at home unless they really fall on their face. And they might lose that game. And all because of pitch. I think that just their pitching staff is not as together because of injuries. I mean, their bullpen is going to get worn out. I'm just sorry. With Betances being the setup guy and Andrew Miller, who's been the steal of the offseason. He's like our Golden Tate. He has been unbelievable. The closer, oh, my God, he's been unbelievable, Andrew Miller. He's been a white dude, a lefty white dude guy, outstanding, tall, lanky type of guy. I mean, when they got him, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, I didn't think nothing of it. Who would have thought that he'd be a major puzzle in this great, I wouldn't say great season, but more than enough better season than I thought they would be. I mean, who would have thought that A-Rod coming back from a year suspension has 30 home runs? Who would have thought Teixeira, who's had injury issues the last few years, had a bounce-back season? And he was probably a candidate for Comeback Player of the Year as well as A-Rod, but then Teixeira got hurt. He fouled a ball off his foot, and from what I heard, he might have some nerve issues on his foot. That's why he hasn't been playing the last few weeks. So who knows if he's coming back. CeCe Sabathia up and down like a yo-yo, like his weight. He's been inconsistent. And it's a shame because CeCe Sabathia has been a horse. He pitches over 200 innings a year. But the last few years, he hasn't been the same because, hello, Father Time. Father Time never loses. I'm just saying. Maybe very few athletes it doesn't. But, you know, most of the time it comes to fruition. It's reality. And it's sad because he's a good dude. CeCe Sabathia is a real good guy. You know, he's a team player. You know, he was our ace from like 2009 to, I would say, about 2012. But the last 3 years, he's been bad. He's been injured, on the disabled list a lot, and he's just been inconsistent. And there's nothing against him personally. But on the field, he sucks. He just does. You know, nothing against his personality, you know, as a person. I'm just saying he sucks. He hasn't been the same since. I'm just saying. That's all. Nothing against him personally. It's just business. Just saying. You don't produce, you need to leave.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
You know, so I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm not mad at you.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, I hope the Yankees go on a run, because one thing about baseball, especially lately, if you go on a good run, look at the Giants the last few years, the San Francisco Giants. Those years they've won, including last year, every other year they won, they went on a run, like the last month and a half. It wasn't like the whole season they were great. That's been going on a lot. You know, that's a weird thing lately. That's been going around a lot lately in sports. Ever since, like, my football Giants did that in 2007, when they beat the Patriots. Thank God. Thank God, not once but twice. Thank God. And those last two championships I got to experience with the Giants, I've seen all four, by the way. That's how old I am. I've seen all four Super Bowl victories, thank God. Well, I saw four out of five because, you know, they lost to the Ravens in Super Bowl 35 in Tampa. But, hey, four out of five ain't fucking bad. You know what I mean? And plus, I'm lucky to see my Yankees win five World Series titles. The Knicks, I probably will never see them win a championship in my life. And when we talked about yesterday with Carmelo and so-called, some sort of affair, that's probably going to be the biggest news of the Knicks this year.
Okay, actually, I'm gonna speak on that for a second because anybody who was watching Twitter, there's been some comments out there that the person who said this. Actually was never in the adult industry. She was using the name of someone who used to be in the adult industry, and the person that she said she was is actually a practicing minister who used to be in the adult industry, and they shut the page has been shut down.
Oh, wow,
I mean,
really?
That page is gone. Mm. So
that's news.
And,
okay.
You know, just because she put the phone number out there, we all know that if you are a groupie, it is possible to have your number put out there, you know, for anybody who knows about any of the industries, be it music, sports, whatever. If you're part of one of those industries, certain people will get your number and you won't even know who the hell they are, you know. And they'll say certain things and try to perpetrate it as if they really know you or whatever and put your information out there. And at the end of the day, you know, they don't know squat, and they're trying to get that attention. I mean, she got her 15 minutes of fame. Anybody who looked at her Twitter page have been up since 2011, but apparently she really didn't become active until a few days ago, because when you looked at her timeline, you couldn't go past the 8th of September, which tells me, you know, that was really fishy. Because if you go on most people's timelines, if you go on my timeline, I think I've been on Twitter since 2009. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not for sure, but I think you have to go look to see how long I've been a member. But when you go on my timeline and you want to see farther back, you can actually see farther back onto my timeline, because why would my timeline only go back to 2 days ago when I've been tweeting since all these years? it's just really, really suspicious. It was really suspicious for me, you know, that her timeline only went back that far, you know. But and for her to, and let's keep this real. I'm looking right now at my timeline, and according to my timeline, I've done 46,000 tweets. Mm. Now, she has more followers than me, but her timeline, she only had 11,000 tweets. Mm. And I joined, actually, my date of joining was March of 2009.
3 times less than she had tweeted.
Right. And she started a year after I did, you know, well, 2 years after me. But this tells you, I check credibility of people a lot. Because, like, I'm looking at my timeline now, and as I'm going to my timeline, and I know because it is my timeline, I could go farther back. But right now, just scrolling down through it, I'm already back at September 2nd, and it's still going, you know. You can go pretty far back on a person's timeline. And the reason why I say that is because when I used to do a lot of mass tweeting, and I would go on people's timelines to find out how much they tweeted, you know, if they were really somebody I wanted to tweet to or something, because there are some people who, there's no sense in me tweeting to you if you tweet once a fucking year. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah,
especially
what's the point
if I'm
of
trying to get a message out there.
Yeah,
but, you know, especially I'm trying to get a message out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm looking, like I said, I'm still scrolling through mine. Now I'm back in August. Her timeline only went back until the 8th of September. So when you look at that, that's really something that I would take into question.
True.
You know.
True that.
And Sierra was able to see things that I couldn't see yesterday, but the whole thing is that, yeah, she had all these followers, but at the end of the day, you should be able to go farther back. If somebody's been that active, you know, is quote-unquote this popular on Twitter, then you should be able to go farther back on a person's timeline if they truly have been active. And I'm going to give you an example because I'm going to actually go on your timeline to prove the point, you know.
Interesting.
Well,
as I'm looking at
things
you.
That I don't,
I'm sorry. That's very interesting. I'm just saying, I deserve a spanking. As you're saying this, I'm looking at your live schedule, and whenever you're ready, I'll let you, I want to hear what you think about the schedule. But finish your thought, though. If you didn't finish your thought, go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm on your timeline, and see, these are things where people will sit there.
Yeah, I go.
You know.
Look how many tweets I've done. Oh, my God.
You've got a fucking 100-some-odd thousand tweets. I mean, damn.
I'm a maniac. Yeah.
You know, we're still in, I'm still in today on you, you know. You tweet way more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
But
not that it's a contest, but it's true. It's not a contest.
But you know what? True. So, you know, I'm going back on your timeline, and
yes, ma'am.
Because of the number of tweets that you have, you know, I'm still only at hour 22.
you know, that's true. Going through your timeline is much easier than mine because you're like, damn, this motherfucker tweets in 1 hour probably a couple of, not that crazy. Because you ever heard of real quick before we go back to sports? You ever heard of Twitter jail? I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah. Yes, I used to go to Twitter jail all the time.
How do you do that?
I
understand. I've never been in that.
You
I heard it's because
Twitter
you tweet a lot of time. No, I swear to God,
if
no.
You, no. If you tweet more than 100 tweets within 1 hour,
that's what it is? Okay.
They put you in Twitter jail, and you go to Twitter jail for a couple of hours.
Wow.
I used to go to Twitter jail so much.
You used to tweet that much?
Yes, I would get up and
wow.
I would tweet the hell out some shit first thing in the morning.
Damn.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe, oh, here we go. And see, I'm still going farther back on you. I'm not at September 9th on your timeline. And I'm not even looking for anything. I'm just sitting,
I'm surprised you,
know, you
went that back that quick. I'm surprised you went back that quick.
Now I'm at September 8th.
Okay.
But this is what I'm saying.
I know, you put a point. I know what you're saying. I know what you mean.
For people to sit there, you know, for her to be the way she is or was.
Supposedly, yeah.
Her tweet stopped at September 8th and would not go no farther, you know.
But yet,
Twitter is trying to catch up with me because I'm trying to go farther back. I want to see, you know, I'm not trying to go way, way far back, but just to prove that, you know, I'll probably be able to get into August with you. And with that, there's a problem. You know.
Yep.
But who knows? Twitter is playing catch up with me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
and
see, like I said, Twitter's playing catch up with me.
Since we have like 15 minutes left, I'd like to focus on who we think, you know, get the football talk as far as I want to think, because your Lions are going to be at San Diego this Sunday. It's a 4-5 start. Chargers are one of the favorites of the AFC. Me, I would disagree. I would say more Broncos or I'm trying to think of the Patriots. God forbid it, Ken. The Patriots or whatever. But, hey, the Chargers, they're inconsistent. They're like the Detroit Tigers of football because they've always had a decent team, but they can't get out of their own freaking way for some reason. I don't know why. But then again, North Turner, who was one of the worst head coaches ever in my life, he should have stayed as an offensive coordinator. He's not a head coach. Offensive coordinator? No doubt. He was part of that Cowboys coaching staff that was great during the 90s, which made me vomit. They won 3 Super Bowls. And if they would have went to the Super Bowl that one year when the 49ers beat him, when Deion Sanders was on the 49ers one year, they would have won another one. That would have been disgusting. But, yeah, he's an offensive coordinator. But for some reason, he must have had blackmail against the Chargers owner. I'm serious. He was a head coach for, like, years, and he sucked. He made Brett Asmus face, whatever his name is, the Tigers, look like a genius. He made him look like a Sparky Anderson. I'm serious. He was that bad. Like, how's this leather necklace motherfucker still got a head coaching job? He must have some goods on somebody. I'm just saying. When you suck, wow. I'm sorry. I know it's different in sports because there's a lot of money involved, especially guaranteed contracts. I understand that. I'm not a fan that doesn't think of the business part. I understand. I put my emotions to the side and think about the business part side too. But, you know, 1 year left, and it's only a couple of million, and I'm a billionaire. Hit the road, Jack. I can afford those $3 million or whatever fucking getting paid, and I'm a billionaire. That's fine. Get out for a team. Goodbye. Just saying. I write it off for the tax season. But I'm saying, okay, so they're facing the Chargers. Okay. Now, a lot of people say the Chargers are going to be good this year. I don't know. We'll see about that. They're very, schizophrenic. You think the Lions are going to win this Sunday on the road? Because the Lions were good on the road last year, right?
You know what? They were pretty good last year. I mean, I'm going to sit here. You know how I am. Some people call me wishy-washy because of the comments I make. But I'm going to reserve my comment.
Oh, come on.
Until.
Are you going to tweet it at least on Sunday?
You know, I'll be tweeting.
Oh, and by the way, a lot of people don't know, or you should know if you listen to this, These After Dark Radio. She's not only she's a big time Lions fan, but she really, when Sunday comes, it's no joke. She puts on her favorite Lions jersey. She gets the TV set up. She got everything there. Will you be having people? Is it just you this Sunday, Ms. V? Or you're having, like, this opening season, this opening day?
It's just going to be me, you know.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But you're going to be into it, I know.
I'm not me without Lions. Actually, I've been ensuring for the past couple of weeks that I show my Lions pride. So for anybody who knows me knows that I don't have just one. You know how some people only have one jersey? If anybody who knows me knows I have more. I don't have a jersey. I don't just have a jersey. You know, we got my T-shirts and. Because if anybody who remembers what was going on Thanksgiving Day, remember that I.
I remember that. For that special patch.
I remember I got the T-shirt before the game, so I had the damn official game T-shirt. that nobody even had yet, you know, and and I'm going to do the same thing this year. You know, that's one T-shirt I will be getting. You know, I have no problem saying, yes,
awesome.
I'm going to go get that T-shirt. And one of the reasons is because I really, you know, do love my Lions. You know, if they offer four free football games, we've been trying to get tickets. You know, we haven't figured out what games we're going to yet. Because this year, we, you know, we have never been to a Lions game at Ford Field. Now, we have been to two different football games at Ford Field. Both football games for free for anybody who doesn't realize that. For whatever reason, I get lucky. I get the tickets to the free games. I always seem to go. But we're actually going to try to go to the Lions game. And that's the one thing that is going to be more exciting for us when we actually go to the Lions game. Because, like I said, we've been, anybody who knows, I've been to plenty of Tigers games. You know, I love Comerica Park, which is where the Lions play, but I have never seen the Lions play live.
That's
believe
amazing.
It or not. Can you believe that?
Especially with your background, no. As far as being a hardcore fan,
Well, first part of it is because remember before they moved back to Detroit, they were in Pontiac, and Bitch was not driving to Pontiac. Let's get that shit clear. Bitch was not driving to Pontiac. Yaktown was not going to see my black ass. And now that they're in Detroit, you know, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to offend people, but fuck you. I say what I feel, you know. Now they're back in Detroit, and all the motherfucking white people from the suburbs come down here, and you can't get a fucking parking space, and then the white people want to act stupid and blame it on Detroit, so I'm kind of reluctant to go because I realize, white people, I'm going to say this.
Y'all drink a lot.
And y'all get, you know, when your team is losing, I don't care which team you're rooting for, you guys are mean as hell.
Rowdy.
And that's scary.
Very scary
because y'all will fight up in the stands over a fucking game. Baseball, y'all don't do it over football. You motherfuckers will go and beat your mama's ass, I think, if she's rooting for the opposing team.
I think,
but y'all are really mean. So I am really working on testing the waters for that one because white people scare me on that. I don't normally say that too often, but white people scare me at hockey and football, but they scare me more at football. I kid you not. They do.
That's saying a lot because hockey fans ain't no joke.
But think about it. I go to hockey games.
I know.
But white people at football games, oh, my God. When we went to that, what's that game? The one that, the snowball,
the
one where.
Yeah, the snowball, the Bills and the Jets. Because the Buffalo,
they
had like 5 feet of snow. Yeah.
And when I went to that game, you know, people were ready to fight in the stands. Grant you. We're talking about Bills and Jets fans, and I don't know if these motherfuckers drove here for the game or what the hell they did, but, you know, when I say these motherfuckers were scary, they were really scary, okay? And I just, you know, y'all some scary motherfuckers. You know, I got to keep it real.
By the way, your first home game for the Lions is a very big game. Sunday, September 27th. Unfortunately, your Lions are going to be on the road these next 2 weeks. But the week three, they'll be at home finally at Ford Field against the Broncos. So that's a very big game.
My God,
their schedule. Listen to their schedule. Now, this is a hard-ass.
They
this is not an easy schedule. Listen to this. This is from starting this Sunday on till my birthday, January 3rd. Yes, my birthday. Sunday, January 3rd. Message. Here we go. The Chargers is Sunday in San Diego. Then it's September 20th. They'll be at Minnesota. The Vikings new stadium will be up and running by next year. That'll be interesting. Then the Lions will have their home opener against the Broncos in week three. Week four, they will go to Seattle. That's going to be easy. I guess the Seahawks. Then they go back home to face the Cardinals. That's not going to be an easy game because the Cardinals are
a better team. If you remember last year, they had a decent, they almost had a chance to do
yeah.
very well, and they just barely missed the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Then the next, then at least they're home the next 3 weeks. The Cardinals, the Bears, they should beat the Bears. The Bears are very inconsistent. And then the Vikings again, another rivalry. So that Viking rivalry will be over by just before Halloween, October 25th. Then they go to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. That's not an easy place to play. That's always a hard place to play. Speaking of that, then they have the bye week in week 9. After the bye week, week 9, week 10, they're going to go to Lambeau Field, another not easy place to play, to face the Packers, one of the favorites to represent the NFC. That could be your NFC preview. I'm just saying if everything falls right. Just saying. Then they go back home to face the Raiders in Ford Field. Then on Gobble Gobble Day at 12:30, this year's opponent in Thanksgiving Day, the traditional Thanksgiving Day, which goes all the way back to World War II, since they've done this, longer than the Cowboys and whoever does it the third game, which to me is ridiculous. Two is enough anyway. Anyway, they'll face the Eagles. So I'll be rooting real hard for the Lions because I hate the fucking Eagles. No matter, I don't care how good or bad they are, I hate them. So go Lions on Thanksgiving Day. December 3rd, they'll face again their rival, the Packers. That'll be in Ford Field. December 13th, on the road against the Rams, who might be moving, who knows, by next year. They might be going to L.A., but we don't know yet. Then they go to New Orleans, the December 21st, which is not an easy place to play. And now it's called, I call it a Superdome. I don't call that Mercedes. Fuck that. It's a Superdome, okay?
We can beat them, though. We can beat them. Let's get that clear, everybody.
They were inconsistent last year. Yeah, they were very inconsistent. The Saints really played below their level because usually the Saints are pretty good. They underachieved last year. The Saints were bad, especially at home. So we'll see if this year Drew Brees and company rebound. Oh, and by the way, 2 days after Christmas, Sunday the 27th, week 15, week 16, it'll be the 49ers, and I think the 49ers are going to have a huge hit. I think they're going to suck this year. I don't know if you agree. By all the moves that have been made, I think the 49ers are not going to be as good at all. And then on my birthday, the last game of the season, they will be at Chicago, at the Monsters of the Midway, back in the day, against the Bears. The Bears. So by looking all this, they could go, barring injuries, because, you know, it's almost impossible to predict injuries.
This is a prediction I will make about my Lions, and we know I don't make any predictions.
No, you don't.
I do see them getting to the first round of the playoffs.
Okay, do they get a bye? So, in other words, they win a division. Do you see them winning their division this year? Do you think they'll be better than the Packers and win a division?
I'm going to put my neck out on the line and say yes, and I hate doing that.
Ooh, Rav, it's me being bold. Yes. Like it. That's it. It's going to be tough, though. I'm just saying. I mean, your team is good, though. They could beat the Packers. I think that's going to be a great division rival. You know, that's going to be good. I think you have to at least split that. You have to. I mean, it's almost impossible to beat every team in your division. You know, it's almost impossible.
Thing that I will say, you know, I can see the Lions actually, you know, doing really good this year. And a lot of people sit there and disagree with me and say, why would I put that out there? But I have no problem putting that out in the universe. You know, only because I really have faith in the Lions. I really don't see me, you know, I would love to say something like horrible and be like, oh, these motherfuckers suck, they're blase, blase, and they ain't shit. But at the end of the day, I can actually, you know, see some things happening, and I'm not going to sit here and really knock them, you know, because knocking them would be completely wrong. And knowing what I know about my Lions, I gotta sit there and I gotta push them, you know, a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta push them.
Okay.
I love my Lions.
So you definitely see it on these games, the division round with a bye, because you said they'll be probably one of the top division winners. So they'll have a bye.
Yeah.
That means they won't be in a wild card round. They'll be straight into the division
round.
They're
not going to – they're going to go straight in. They're not going to, you know – they're not going to be a wild card, and I say we're not a wild card this year, you know. So
no, they were good. They were damn good this year. Past
so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to sit there, you know, everybody say, but I, you know, I'm putting my neck out on the line because I love my Lions. You know, I really love my Lions, but it's also really hard with them because you are talking to Lions, all right?
Well, that's cool. So you see, okay, real quickly with me. Like I said, Giants, they'd be lucky to be 7-9. If they get even 8-8, I'd be shocked. I don't see them making the playoffs. My prediction for the Super Bowl straight up, I say it's going to be Colts. And I forgot about the Packers or the Lions, but I'm still going to go with the Seahawks until I'm proven wrong. And I think the Colts will win the Super Bowl. So it'd be Colts, Seahawks, Colts win the Super Bowl. That's in my opinion. I picked the Colts last year to make it to the Super Bowl. Almost got that right. But they lost to the Patriots. By the way, before we go, Serena Williams, who's here in New York City because of the U.S. Open, you know, she beat her sister Venus, which she does most of the time anyway. A lot of people think that probably Venus lost on purpose, but they can go fuck themselves. Who cares? She still got to beat two more people.
Very competitive.
Thank
and
you. That pissed me off. Thank you. But that pissed me off when I heard, like, some people that, like, stop hating. Just shut up. So, you know, she's a couple of wins away from the Grand Slam. I mean, might be one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen next to probably Michael Jordan. Yes, I compare it to a guy because he's an athlete. She's a real good damn athlete. So I'm rooting for her. I love her. You know how much I love her. I've always loved Serena Williams for years, her big booty ass herself. And I'll rooting for her.
I was talking about her earlier today, and she has a fabulous body.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, as they say, you don't hate on someone for any reason. And
thank
I will
you.
Tell you, she has a fabulous body. I would love to have a body like hers. True enough, she is about 15 years younger than me, but she still has a fabulous body, you know,
yeah.
Fabulous.
She
and one thing that, mm-hmm. you know, people do not give her credit for
thank you.
Is this fabulous-ass body that she has. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the woman is a true athlete. You know, she's not some bullshit athlete.
Thank you.
And I mean, damn, what can you say?
And mind you, she had 1 year, like about 3 or 4 years ago, where she didn't play for an entire year because of illness. Because she has a major, she had like a major injury or something. And this is when, you know, that wasn't that long ago. So everyone thought her career was going to be over and she would just stick with her clothing line and stuff like that, her other business endeavors. But, hey, guess what? She came back and kicked ass and then some. And I mean, for her, I loved her. And you're absolutely right. There's no bad things about her. So anybody that say shit like that, they're assholes. They're just haters. See, LeBron, different story. Totally different story. A lot of bullshit.
LeBron
a lot
is
of bullshit
asshole.
He did. But Serena, never.
He is an asshole, though. But the
yeah,
whole
Serena's
thing,
not an asshole.
When Serena was dating Common, and they interviewed Common not too long ago, and they asked him about
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah, when they said date.
And,
yeah.
you know, he has
mm-hmm.
nothing but good things to say about, and this is his ex.
He still loves her.
You know.
He still loves her. He still loves her.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's keep it real, people. You know, the man still loves her, but when a man don't have shit bad to say about you, when you are no longer with him, you're a good woman. I don't care what color you are, you know. And that's one thing I will say, you know, it takes a really strong and confident man to give big,
a woman of that, yeah,
you know,
especially a woman of that
stature. But you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Their breakup was not a public breakup, and this is
no,
something a lot of people,
didn't even,
you
mm-hmm.
know,
right.
don't really understand that their breakup was not a public breakup.
No, mm-mm. no.
I love her. I really do. I just, she's just been unbelievable. And I have respect for Venus, too. I've always been more of a Serena person ever since, like, 2001 when it changed for me. I'm going to be honest. What changed for me, I remember both of them. I remember I was going to work, walking around 42nd Street, but on the east side of it. And I passed this newsstand, when newsstands used to be big back then. And I remember seeing, I forgot what magazine, but they were in the cover, both of them. And that's when I first noticed how good look, how bad of a body Serena had. I was like, hey,
she
look at this.
Fabulous body. Fabulous,
and I was like, ooh.
You know.
And I became a fan ever since. So 14 years ever since. And that, you know, March 2001, I remember. Yeah, it was around that time, like in the, you know, just before spring. It was still winter. But like I said, she's an excellent role model for anybody. She works hard. That's what I love about her. She don't take it for granted. She still works hard. I mean, look at her accomplishments. Her accomplishments are unbelievable. She's going to break Nativa Navratilova, I think, record in titles, I think, and shit. I think she will. I think, I don't know how far. It's very close. And she'll deserve every credit and every prop she gets because she's been working her ass off. And, you know, it's also added bonus that she has, she's pretty and has a badass body. It's an added bonus. Just saying.
Like I said, she is fabulous, you know. I can't say anything bad about her. And like I said,
no.
You know, that is the one thing. And like I said, she has definitely, you know, she is that role model that you want to have by your side. And I think that's what a lot of people don't look at.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look at this is somebody that you really want by your side.
Unfortunately, because of the era we're in, negativity is what sells, not positivity. You understand? Because you never hear nothing, like you said, even with breakups or whatever. Okay, I remember one time they made a big deal about her, had like she was disagreeing with a judge or something. Of course, they made a big stupid deal. Gee, I wonder why.
Well, you know what? She's a damn tennis player, and come on, the one thing we do know, if you can't stand your ground on what you truly believe, then you don't need to be fucking doing it. And
then you're not a competitor. Then you're not a real competitor.
You know,
period.
Real competitors will fuck you up. I'm just saying. I'm a competitive person, and
your
I'm going to keep it real. You know, I'm very fucking competitive, and I would tell anybody, if you want to know what it takes to piss me the fuck off, compete with me in something. I'm just saying. You know, I am that bitch. You know, you know, and people sit there and laugh sometimes, but I tell people in heartbeat, I'm not there.
No, I
know. You really, you know, and when it comes down to being competitive, you know, you have to be able to, you know, as they say, hold your own. And it's really something when you down people for being and truly defending what they believe in, because at the end of the day, what's wrong with being you?
Thank you.
You know, well, they would be more pissed if she was somebody else, and we already know we're past our time. Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
By the way, sports news alert real quick. Commissioner Roger Goodell will not be showing his face at the game tonight because we know why, because he's embarrassed. So that's why he's not going to be at the game tonight. He will not be in attendance as I'm looking at the screen on ESPN. So, I know. Trust me, I don't feel sorry for that motherfucker ever since last. Trust me, I do not feel bad for a guy who don't have no balls when it came to what happened last year. I'm just saying. You know, not a real commissioner. He's just a figurehead for the owners. Let's keep it real, and that's why he gets paid over $40 million a year, because he's a figurehead. I rest my case.
Okay, you know what? I know that. For anybody who's listening and they don't understand, I just lost all my damn computer connection. So
that's what I was. I was like, what the hell is that? I thought you were just, like, moving stuff.
No, I actually lost my fucking slow computer connection. I did something.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I was moving stuff and shot the computer by mistake. So if you guys can bear with me, we're not going to get off the air quite yet because James is still on, but I know he's been up there. But we're going to pull us back up because I want to make sure we sign off correctly.
Yes. So, I'm surprised we didn't go off.
Minutes.
Surprised we didn't get, you know.
I think because I'm not, I remember I'm using my phone. So.
I see.
Think about it. I'm using my phone, so I'm playing in via, you know, the phone.
Gotcha.
Versus.
Gotcha.
You know.
Well, yeah, so I just can't believe it's already football season. And we'll see what happens this season. Like I said, I don't expect much from my team, but of course, I'd be still watching because of suicide pools and just to watch this stuff. And I would like to take this time before we go. Tomorrow will be the 14th anniversary of 9/11. We'll never forget. I was only a half a mile away where Ground Zero was when it happened. So my condolences and thoughts are always with them, always. And, yeah, it's going to be 14 years. I can't believe it. And it's weird.
Yeah,
they're leaving for vacation tomorrow.
Really.
It's weird. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So for anybody who is really wondering what's going on, that is, you know, one of the things that, you know, it's hard. It's hard as hell. Let's keep it real. You know,
no,
it's
please.
Really fucking hard. So, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky not to know anybody that died, but still, it's still horrible what happened. And, yeah, 14 years. I mean, now we have the Freedom Tower there that's been in the last, you know, few years. Now it's been completed for at least about a year. And you got the 9/11 Memorial there, which is a nice, I mean, well, I say nice. I don't make, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's Disney World or some shit. Because some people, you know, I don't understand people smiling when they go to these memorials things. That makes, I don't know, it's not Disney World, okay? It's a real serious
okay,
shit.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why people smile. And they're not smiling because of the memorial. What they're actually smiling about is to see something positive come from something that was so sad. That's,
okay.
You know, and I can see where you were right there, but I could see me smiling. It would still be sad for me, but I could see me smiling because when you see something good coming out of something so fucking destructive, it really
okay.
does touch
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
so
nice
I, you I do understand your point on this, you know, but I just wanted to kind of let you know this is why some people smile, not why everybody smiles, but why some people do smile because, you know, you're smiling because you want to, you know, that positive out of a very horrible situation, you know, something
mm-hmm.
that we can never, ever change, and to have that devastation to find, you know, to see something positive come out of that devastation is what people are really looking for. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I am a person who I don't deal with grief well, so a lot of times, even when something bad happens, I will laugh, not because it's funny, but because I have a really
mm-hmm.
hard time dealing with it. And
no, you said
there
that.
Are a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that are like that.
True. I kind of like that in a way, too, depending. I can't lie about that, but... You know, I'm a security guard at a building at right off of Canal Street and Avenue Americas, right downtown Manhattan. And, you know, I didn't see the towers falling, thank God. I thought I was going to be there forever in that building, but I was able to leave and took me 2.5 hours to get home, crossing over a bridge, thinking, okay, this is a setup. Another explosion is going to happen. All these people going, walking across the bridge is a setup. And it changed everything forever. And, just take the time. The lights will be on tomorrow night. They use those two beams of light that go straight up in the sky every year. And it's a symbol and just a reminder, like, you know, what a horrible day that was. And it was, it's one of the most filmed, nationally documented catastrophes ever. And, of course, the worst ever on American soil that, you know, got attacked here. And, one thing that came out of that day that makes it, you know, it was very remarkable and nice to see, and too bad it shouldn't stay that way. It was when that day happened, race wasn't important. Everybody
you know
each
what?
Other.
For a long time after that, race did not matter. And you know, that's the one thing I could say. I do remember that, you know, it was no longer about black and white during that day. But
oh,
I'm back. Yeah. You know, I'm back online, so I see your stuff there. I don't see you in the chat room, but I am back up. And, so do you want to close us out since you won't be back for a couple of weeks?
Yes, I won't be back. I will miss all y'all here on Views After Dark Radio. My own show I won't do till the 25th, so 2 weeks from this Friday. And I'm going to miss doing this, I ain't going to lie. But in a way, I'm kind of glad I'm taking some sort of a break because I am one of the hardest working people in internet radio business. Hi! So I deserve this little break. And, yeah, you know, spend time with my family. You know, I have an older family. Appreciate the time. You know, I'm basically their driver, too, driving home. One of the main reasons why I'm going because, you know, my father's older, you know. No one else drives with me and my brother. I'm the oldest of the three, so, of course, the oldest has to deal with it, which is I take that responsibility head on. And my other two siblings, you know, my sister, my baby sister, my little brother, they got their own thing going on. So I understand, you know, we all live together in this house, but we're good. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it. I haven't been up there where we're going in 2 years, so I'm going to enjoy it. The weather up there actually is like almost like desert-type weather because it's going to be the 80s during the day and in the mid-50s at night. So that would be interesting. So just in case, I packed a spring Yankee jacket and a pair of jeans. But most of my other shit is shorts. But just in case, because it's right by a lake. It's right by a major lake, so that way it'd be cool at night, especially this time of year with the Appalachian Mountains in the background. But I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to miss you. Miss Sierra, Miss everybody here on Views After Dark Radio. Okay, I actually can't wait to come back and get started and do what I normally do is kick ass on here, as always. And I hope everything works out next week. And you're going to go solo.
You know it
for,
will.
Yeah, it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. As long as I see you definitely doing over an hour, more than that, I cannot see. But maybe, who knows, maybe someone call in and help you. we'll see. Maybe Randy will call in. Or we haven't heard from Greg in a while on here. I've heard him
well,
with me
Greg
and Colbert.
Well, Greg has been tweeting. He's been tweeting, though.
Yes, he has. No, he has. But even I, because usually he's been on our shows we've done the same night on Thursday nights on our network, he usually calls in, you know, every now and then. So I love Greg. Shout out to Greg. You know, Greg, as I call him, a.k.a. Oklahoma Thunder. And I miss it. I miss everybody. And but you know, I'll keep in touch. We have Wi-Fi in the rental home, thank God. And I'll catch up. I'm like you and Sierra. I can't. I need that. I need Wi-Fi. I need to be on the internet. I'm just saying. Well, look at my tweets. Even though that's from my phone, but still, you still need some sort of connection.
Yeah,
that
shit is crazy.
Oh my God, I want to thank you so much for everything. It sounds like I'm going away forever, but I'm just showing my appreciation for you and everybody out there that takes the time to listen. We appreciate you all, respect you all, for you to listen to two nut jobs like us to spew our thoughts and actually enjoy it. And we love you, we love you all, and I can't wait. And I'll try to check out. You know, what happens this upcoming week with y'all, with you and Sierra.
Yeah, because it's going to be actually fun because it's been, you know, for anybody who knows me knows that I haven't done a solo show in so long. And the last one I did, I actually cut short, but I don't have a problem with that either. So let's get that clear, you know, for anybody who said, oh, well, you got a problem. No, I do not have a problem. With doing a solo show.
Because you've done it for a while.
I'm prepared for this, you know, but I'm very much more prepared for this show than I was before. Okay. I'm Tuesday will be an interesting show. I'm trying to come up with some little things to do to make the show more interesting.
Can we?
So for anybody who wants to listen, you know, we'll be y'all going to be in for a treat, you know. Y'all treat might be we might not have a show either. Let's keep that real, you know. Miss G is.
that you would be no show Tuesday.
You know, we might not have a show on Tuesday. You know, which, you know,
hey,
you're the boss. I won't have a problem if we don't have a show, you know, but I'm gonna probably more than likely because the nature of Tuesday's show and with us not having a guest. The odds are, for anybody who wants to know, is that we will have a show, but it will be probably shorter. And that's the best way to put it. That is something that I have no problem saying that I will more than likely do, only because, you know, shit, it's hard, you know. Like, I didn't try to tell everybody, it's hard being a pimp. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Someone to me.
Exactly. It's really hard out there for a pimp. That's not just a song.
Let's get it clear. Me and Sierra's favorite show is coming back on in 2 weeks. Yes! we might be missing a whole lot of damn shows because I ain't going to lie to you. I'm sorry. We haven't... Empire... is our addiction, and I want to make this clear that this is our addiction, and we have no problem saying that it's our addiction. So with being our addiction, you know, I got to see exactly what night it comes on because we're going to have to, you know, we do have to make accommodations for our addiction, just so everybody knows. Y'all might not quite understand, but we have to make accommodations for our addiction. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, you know, we got to. So, with that, I'm going to let James close us out because I don't talk too much.
Yes, believe it or not, I host this show. Thank you so much for listening to Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. So, just check your local tweets with Ms. V the Toy Lady at Ms. V the Toy Lady. That's at MSVTATOYLADY for updates if there is a show this Tuesday all about sex, sex, and more sex, which always comes on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on V's After Dark Radio. This past week was the best of, and Naomi Banks' March 2013 interview was played. I have it downloaded on my phone. I have to check that out. So on my vacation, I will check that out. I've been dying to hear this for the longest time since I've been with Ms. V. I finally have a chance to do it. The Bare Black Bitch Show next Wednesday, also 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will not be producing that one. I think Sierra will take control of that. And then as far as Ask Me Sweet Sports, I don't know. But if it's done next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will be Ms. V and Cobra Commander, just like it was last week. So that's with that. And until then, enjoy your weekend, especially the first week one of the National Football League. Whoever team you're a fan of, unless it's just the Cowboys, kiss my ass. Eagles, kiss my ass. Those teams could kiss my ass. But everybody else, hey, good luck. Everybody starts at 0-0, so we'll see what happens. Enjoy tonight's game with the Patriots and Steelers. Hopefully Steelers win. And that's about it. So go enjoy, everybody. Let's go Yankees, too. Hopefully take 3 out of 4 starting tomorrow. So with that being said, have a great weekend. And bye, everybody. Bye, Ms. V. I'll miss you all. I'll be back soon.
I'll miss you, too. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. September 22nd. In time for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. Yay.
Oh, and actually, It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. It's the only show that's scheduled right now for next week. So I got to be on the air.
Oh, boy. Anyway, like I said, check your local tweets. So you're saying that they're... So it will be 2 weeks. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex.
There will be. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. Yes.
Okay, so at least we got that. But definitely.
That one is already scheduled. That has been scheduled. So it definitely.
Will happen. Okay, it definitely will happen Tuesday. Okay. But like you said, things could change.
Uh-huh.
Things could change. But anywho. thank you all, everybody, for listening to SMZ Sports on VZ Talk Radio. Check us out next week. Like I said, follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. I'll tweet every so often. As long as I have Wi-Fi, I'll try the Periscope while I'm up there too, so go check me out. I might say some few things that have happened in sports or whatever, so you never know. So just follow me at YankeeMan1973. As Ms. P would say, that's YankeeMan1973. And follow Ms. V the Toilet at Ms. V the Toilet. That's at MSVTOYLA. Wait, Ms. V. No, I fucked it up. At MSVDATOYLADY. There you go. That's it. Now, before we get cut off for real by Blog Talk, we'll see you all next week. Well, you won't hear from me, but you hear from me the week after. But you'll catch Ms. V and Sierra and hopefully Cobra next week on here on Bees After Dark Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, peace. Later, Ms. V.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.